This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Page of history. This day in history will be going down as Wednesday, September the 12th. Wow. Yesterday was September 11th. Tomorrow will be the 13th. Good
Why
thing.
Why don't you say
it's
we're
Thursday.
Almost halfway through September?
Let's yep, we are, Jennifer. On Friday, we'll celebrate that. Right now, though, we go into celebrating today on the DJV show with a good day performance from Jennifer and Victoria. Kara is at the controls. Here's Jennifer with this hour's trending story.
Well, I hate to kind of go right off the bat with destruction and disaster, but really the top story trending of the day, other than Bachelor in Paradise's finale last night, which is also getting a lot of traction on social media, is Florence. Now, Florence is not your aunt. Florence is not your next-door neighbor. No, no, no. Florence is a hurricane that is coming towards the southeast. Officials are warning more than 1 million people, some say 1.5 million, to get out of the way or face some real trouble from this hurricane. Right now, Florence is a Category 4. They say that by the time it hits landfall, it could increase to a Category 5. They just don't know if that's going to happen or not. But at this moment, it's a Category 4 with wind speeds of 130 miles per hour. It's forecast to approach the coastline of the Carolinas by Friday. Now, when it reaches the coastline, that's when the trouble begins, because this is not your typical hurricane that's going to blow through very quickly and continue on and sort of break up. No, this one is going to stick it out. It's going to stay over the land. It doesn't have this driving force that a lot of hurricanes have, and so what the warning is that you could be facing biblical flooding if you are in the southeast, if you're in the Carolina area. And to me, biblical flooding sounds
like
pretty scary. So I'd probably get out of I'd probably get out of the area. But they're saying it's possible that you get over 30 inches of rain over the 36 to 48 hour period that this storm will stall out over the Carolinas. The governor of North Carolina is Roy Cooper. He said that the storm is like nothing you've ever seen before. He said, quote, "Even if you've ridden out storms before, this one is different. Don't bet your life on riding out a monster," end quote. Florence is one of the strongest hurricanes on the eastern seaboard in decades, and it will bring the triple threat of a dangerous storm surge, flooding, and hurricane-force winds to the Carolinas and the mid-Atlantic states. So if you do have those evacuation orders, you don't have to be a hero. You can actually get in the car and leave. The problem is, when you stick it out and when you don't leave, then you are putting firefighters, police officers, emergency workers, their lives are in peril because they have to try to figure out a way to come rescue you, and sometimes they just can't get there.
Well, it's a two-sided coin now to this. The record that would have been set by the storm for a number of different reasons may be changing, because as time goes on, Hurricane Florence is actually weakening. It was a 5, now it was a 4. As it hits land, it's supposed to be a 3 and will quickly devolve into a 2, according to some of the meteorological stuff that I've seen. But as you said, Jennifer, it isn't so much the force of the winds, it's the rain.
Yeah.
And the rain, the amount of rain coming with this storm, that's really what the story is. It is life-threatening in a sense, because you can't escape the water quickly. And we all have in our minds, maybe we don't, but I certainly have in my mind from what happened in Houston last year, the many pictures of animals, dogs, cats,
people,
horses,
in rowboats,
cows,
trying to get out of their house,
rowboats, people on dogs on the roof of houses, because that's the kind of rain this thing will bring. I don't think the hurricane actually designation may even go away by the time it hits the coast, but there's so much rain. This storm has come almost across the Atlantic from the coast of Africa. It's been building and building. This storm is almost a month old, whether you realize it or not. It took 2.5 weeks for it to get to Bermuda, 3 weeks almost. And now it's taken, what, another week to get into, because it's moving so slowly, because the waters in the Atlantic are so warm this year. And I forget, that's influenced by the Pacific, El Nino and La Nina. I forget which it is this year, but it caused everything to be warmer. This winter in our country will be warmer because of, and that's the thing, Jennifer, I can never remember which causes the warm and which causes the cold, La Nina or El Nino.
La Nina is the warmer one.
Is it?
I always forget. I
La
think
Nina
El Nino
is feminine.
Yeah, well, I think El Nino means
sense.
Lots of rain.
Warmer.
Though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what we're going to have these storms over the next month or so. We'll have a hell of a lot of rain in them. We had a storm here in Massachusetts.
La Nina
Monday?
Is the
What's
cooling
today?
Of the water.
Monday. Yeah. And that we had torrential for 4 or 5 hours. You couldn't see. It rains so hard. Anyway, what did you start
on
to say?
Off of that, just constant pockets where there's no visibility. And now today, the fog is so dense that they say it's less than a quarter mile visibility.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's like we've been living in a hurricane for a week now anyway. Mm. Bring it on, Florence.
The air. What happens after it? The wonder of this is that everything is so clean. When the hurricane goes away, the air is so clean, the sky is so blue, it's a magnificent atmosphere.
That's true.
After the hurricane goes away, you'll have weeks, well, maybe a week or 10 days anyway, of weather that won't be influenced by anything. It just feels so clean and fresh. But you're paying a hell of a price for it, because it's really, this rain will rack up messes. It really will.
Oof. 35 inches.
Oof. Yeah.
That creates the talk about gross stuff. The air and the sky might be clean, but with 35 inches of rain,
sewage everywhere.
Oh God, it's going to be horrific to clean up.
Listen to your radio station for the best coverage, official information, all kinds of things that will help you weather, if you'll pardon the pun, weather the storm.
Get some batteries.
They are paying
too.
Us. They're not paying us, by the way, but I will tell you, there's a company called Seacrane. Seacrane does a crank radio that you
Great
can
radios.
Use right when there is no power. And boy, for emergency situations like this, I make sure I have one in my earthquake kit. It should be in everybody's
house. They're great radio. In an era when people don't buy radios anymore.
Well, it's, when we say listen to the
Alexa
radio, they go,
and all that other
well,
stuff.
Where do I get a radio? Where do you go to buy one?
You go to Seacrane.
Try Seacrane. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 14 half the hour here on the DJV show. Here's something else to try. If you have yellow teeth, stained teeth, ugly teeth, and you want to make them look better in 5 minutes, then you need to call 800-208-1797 and order Power Swabs. Power Swabs work to lift the stains off your teeth. It doesn't cover them up. It lifts the stains off your teeth. Whiter teeth make you look younger, feel better about yourself. But it's just better for your teeth and your gums to get that glunk off of your teeth. Stains are removed. They are not covered up. Let me repeat that. Stains are removed. And you don't have to use trays, gums. You know, sometimes you put those trays in your mouth after 30 minutes, your gums are numb. Or they hurt when the stuff wears off. A great white smile helps you in so many ways. You feel better about yourself. Feel better, perhaps, about getting that job. A great white smile helps you in your love life, too. So, if you've been married for a long time and thinking about getting a divorce, call 800-20... I couldn't resist that. 800-208-1797. Really, though. This was a product that was developed by a dentist named Martin Ginniger. I've talked to him on this program a number of times. And, in fact, he wanted, when it was first developed, to sell it to dentists only. That is, dentists would use it to whiten your teeth. And then there was so much, the results were so good, they decided that they'd sell it directly to the consumer. And so you will not be able to find this online. Use the DJV code and you get 50% off the price of Power Swabs. 1797. I think I've done, if I do say so myself, quite an effective job of delivering why it is you need this, and you need it now. Get it. 800-208-1797. DJV code means you pay half price for power swabs.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have. First is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at TopLoss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of people in the news. Nick Carter, Backstreet Boys singer, not going to be prosecuted for a sexual assault. L.A. District Attorney Office announcing that the police report filed against Carter for this alleged assault. This is the Santa Monica Police Department, apparently. They presented their findings to the DA. The assault was reported as taking place in 2003. This woman was 18 years old. Carter said this did not happen, and he was vehement about it. DA declined the case because the statute of limitations had passed. So that didn't really clear his name.
He was also dating her. Well, he was dating her at the time, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, how old was he then?
I thought that was a dating situation. I didn't think that that was just a random encounter and then he attacked her. That's kind of how it, I don't know, it seems like
that's how it came, across in the report.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. That wasn't it at all. So anyway, one wonders what it is that sometimes people want to take advantage of situations, I guess, much as anything else. There's plenty of this stuff going on legitimately, but this apparently is not one of those cases.
The thing that's unfortunate, though, because you said it was just against, like, the statute of limitations had passed, which is why
right, that's
not
what people say. He hasn't been declared not guilty.
Right.
Which
is why I think it's so unfortunate in situations like this or with child abuse or something like that, that there is a statute, because then you don't really get to find out what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What did happen? All right, so here's another outrage, and this is the same question, Kara. What happened? Wanda Eileen Barzee was released from prison this year after 5 years being served of a 50-year sentence or something? She
it's
was the one
to be
who
life
was,
sentence, I think.
Life, right. She kidnapped Elizabeth Smart, or certainly helped do it.
Mm-hmm.
She's being
she
released.
Her
yeah. And so everybody's trying to figure out why. She apparently performed well before the parole board. But do you have parole 5 years into a lifetime sentence? Do you have parole hearings already? Obviously they do in Utah. But one wonders about this.
Just reading the things that she helped her husband do to Elizabeth Smart in the 9 months that she was kidnapped. And she was 14 years old, Elizabeth Smart. Yeah. I just can't imagine.
Forced to wear robes and a veil in public. Wasn't permitted to speak to other people. She said she feared Mitchell would act on threats to kill her and her family if she didn't go with her. Mitchell was the man.
That's why she's got parole. Because she felt like she was under duress.
No. Elizabeth Smart.
Elizabeth Smart said that.
Did the wife?
No.
The wife
rolled on the husband. She caught the plea.
There you go. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The hour music time in this hour on the DJV show. Victoria and Karen and I are listening with you to Bruno Mars. People, especially middle-aged women, seem to love this guy.
One middle-aged woman who likes him. He's got a much younger audience.
A number of her friends seem to think he's very cute or sexy or whatever it is. So the story is, a rep for Bruno says a report claiming he will portray Prince is 100% inaccurate. No! So this tabloid in England published a story saying that Mars was being lined up to play Prince in a biopic on Netflix. The story was picked up by a number of sites and been circulating. Mars rep says the story is not true. Netflix says there's no film. Prince is still dead. Okay, that's pretty much the story. Right?
There will be a film.
Of course there's going to be a film.
Yeah.
So the question then comes, Victoria, on who is the perfect person to play Prince. Prince was tall and lanky. Bruno, not so much. But he does have
Prince
that...
Prince is like 5 feet.
Oh, I thought he was taller.
No,
he's so little.
Guy.
All right, so then Bruno does fit into that.
Bruno is tall compared to Prince.
Yeah, what, 5 feet?
But, you know, I think
something.
It's in one of those cases, like... We're all talking now about Rami Malek playing Freddie Mercury.
Right.
We never would have thought about him until he's in the role.
Somebody that you're not thinking about will get the role, yes.
Yeah. Because then it's not distracting. Right. If it's Bruno Mars playing Prince, it's too distracting. Because you know it's Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Right. That's a good, very good point. You know, it distracts from the role itself.
Right.
If somebody is a, you know, like, who's going to play, would Elvis play somebody else in a movie?
Right, exactly.
So. No, it wouldn't happen. So, all right, anyway, let's move on here to Sia, 8 years sober, commemorated the accomplishment with a simple yet powerful tweet. She wrote, quote, 8 years sober today, I love you, keep going. You can do it. She's now, 42? Wow, I thought she was much younger than that.
She's been around a long time writing hit songs for everybody else.
Yeah,
she only recently started singing and performing as her own artist.
On her own, yeah, right. So she's on the cover of Billboard, opening up about her needing to regroup. All I wanted to do was write for pop stars, she said, as you are underscoring their Victoria. For one reason or another, it never happened for me. Then I got seriously addicted to Vicodin and oxycodone. Was always a drinker, but I didn't know I was an alcoholic. I was really unhappy being an artist, and I was getting sicker and sicker. She also discussed how her hit single, Chandelier, was inspired about her previous addiction. The struggles are evident in the lyrics here. Fortunately, after a misdiagnosis was corrected and she began to receive the proper medication for her hyperthyroid problem, things improved. You know how many times that sort of thing happens? Get the wrong diagnosis and then the wrong prescription, and how it really mucks you up.
Yeah.
It does. She was an alcohol addict, a drug addict. She sobered up and decided she didn't want to be an artist anymore because she was starting to get a bit famous. It was destabilizing, so I thought, what doesn't exist in pop music at the moment? It was a mystery, and then she decided she didn't exist and wanted to, so...
And that's why she wears those face-covering wigs, which look very great. They look great on stage, but when she performs, every time you see her in public, she always has a wig that covers her face because she just doesn't want to be that recognizable.
Yeah. All right, Jack White has announced the forthcoming release of a live concert film entitled Jack White Kneeling at the Anthem DC, due out on Friday of next week. The film is directed by Emmett Malloy, who directed the White Stripes documentary Under Great White Northern Lights. The performance will be available for viewing on Amazon Prime only. Another one of those things for Amazon Prime. Six-song Amazon original live EP with highlights from the evening will be released on the same day as an Amazon Music exclusive. They are taking over the world. 28 past the hour. Yeah, I wanna be
directed by you. Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A monster Hurricane Florence still taking aim at the U.S. East Coast. It could bring deadly flooding even inland. Here's more from Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center.
And it's forecast to continue to approach the East Coast of the United States over the next day or so. And it's expected to be very near the coast of North Carolina as we get into late Thursday or early on Friday.
A report in the Washington Post is claiming President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is talking to the special counsel in the Russia investigation about a possible plea deal. Pope Francis planning to meet tomorrow with a delegation of U.S. bishops to discuss the clergy sex abuse scandals. Cardinal Donald Worrell of Washington, D.C. under fire for allegedly covering up abuse scandals when he was a bishop in Pittsburgh. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life's experiences, we discuss them here on the DJV show. Yours, ours, put them together, what do you have? Pretty interesting conversation, actually. DJV with Victoria and Kara and Doug. Victoria gets right to it now. Let's find out, let's look around the world. Shall we look around our country? Where do you want us to look, Victoria?
Well, North Carolina's in the spotlight, and it's not just because of the impending Hurricane Florence that will apparently make landfall on Friday, which is the most up-to-date prediction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thing is that the reason that they're talking about it now, it's already President Trump has already declared a state of emergency in both North and South Carolina. FEMA has said that the hurricane will cause massive damage. FEMA is apparently as useless as they are. They say that they're ready to go. But the thing is, though, that's in the spotlight. In 2012, North Carolina legislatures passed a bill that actually barred policymakers and developers from using up-to-date climate science to plan for rising sea levels on the state's coast. Now, if anyone's ever been to North Carolina, it's probably my favorite stretch of coastline in the whole country. The Outer Banks of North Carolina are so stunningly gorgeous. Yeah. And, of course, that is prime real estate. And it's expensive, and beautiful homes have been built there. And so now this bill that was passed in 2012 is coming back to bite them because they weren't using up-to-date data about rising tides and the rising sea level, which has actually risen 6.5 inches in the last 100 years.
What is it with these government agencies like this bunch and the Army Corps of Engineers that did nothing but screw? They rebuilt the levees exactly the way they were in North Carolina. Same thing's going on in Houston. What's the matter with these people?
Okay, so here's the answer to that, and this is what it all comes down to, money. So the guy who sponsored this bill, all of his donations came from the North Carolina Realtors Association and the insurance people. So if you say that you're using up-to-date climate science and that the sea has risen 6.5 inches in 50 years, which is what they were dealing with in 2012, then that sounds terrifying. People don't want to build on the land. They don't want to develop it. They don't want to move there. They don't want to buy. They don't want to insure. And all those things, you lose money. So instead, they actually only allowed them to use data that was so outdated that a panel of scientists said they were crazy to be doing this, but they did it anyway. And now, cut to 2018, we don't know what's going to happen yet to the coastline of North Carolina, but it's probably not going to be good.
Based, once again, on my desire to have Congress appear to be the same as NASCAR, all the guys on the floor, representatives need to wear jackets that have all of their sponsors written on so we all know who they're really working for.
Yep.
That's what comes out of that.
Yeah. So this Representative Pat McElrath, something like that.
However.
His two top donations came from North Carolina Association of Realtors and the North Carolina Home Builders Association, and they obviously work very nicely together.
Right. Very nicely.
Yep.
All right, speaking of working nicely together, Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad, says the Kremlin has identified the two men that Britain said were the suspects as former Russian spies. Russian President Pukin Putin says they are not spies. They are civilians, not attached to the intelligence service at all. He said, translated, of course, we know who these people are. We found them. There is nothing special or criminal about them. I can assure you of that. And we all know that Pukin Putin tells nothing but the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help him. Who does help him? He helps himself, I guess. So help me, Pukin.
He helps himself to whatever he wants, right?
Right. Also, in that same vein, officials here in our country suspect Russia is responsible for the mysterious health attacks on the diplomats in Cuba and in China. Evidence known as signals intelligence or intercepted communications has led the U.S. to believe Russia is the culprit. But not Bad Vlad. He's our pal. He's our friend. He's one of us. Multiple agencies have been working on this thing to try to figure out what this mysterious illness is that affected those diplomats the last couple of years. According to the State Department, dozens of government employees suffered symptoms consistent with brain injuries. This could be a cause for war. Scientists involved in medical research about the attack suggested that microwave technology was used. State Department says the evidence referenced in the report on NBC, which brought this back around full circle to be in the spotlight, is not concrete enough for the U.S. to officially accuse Russia of orchestrating the attacks. No. Why would we want to do that? Because they're our friends. They're such great guys. They're all about helping themselves to more money and control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, that's, I don't know there was any, there's no surprise. Really, I shouldn't probably laugh about it, but there's no surprise here. This guy is a crawfish. How's that? You like that?
Our crawfish.
Ish.
Bad?
Crawfish are bottom feeders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bottom. They're in the bottom. All right, let's see. One more item here that sort of comes from a weakly constructed connection. Donald Trump discussing sanctions against China over detaining thousands of minority Muslims. Now This is an addition, and I don't know that this is a bad idea, actually. I want to consider it a little bit more, think about it a little bit more. But the first look, the first blush, this seems to be appropriate because we do the same with other countries. We punish them for violating human rights. And the Chinese certainly are doing that with Muslims. But it's interesting that this administration is protecting Muslims. I think that a lot of people are thinking, or if they're not thinking, they're not saying it, they're thinking it. Anyway,
I don't know if that's it or if this is just an easy way in to claim, you know, another
sanctions, another reason for sanctions.
Yeah.
Well, either or, at least it's bringing light. I did not know the Chinese were detaining all these Muslims. Did you? Did they have internment camps? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been reading about this for a while. Amnesty International has been talking about it. The Human Rights Organization has been. Yeah, it's one of those things where it doesn't get international press, but it's pretty terrible. It just is to me. I have zero, and I apologize for any Chinese Americans in the audience, but I have zero use for China in any way, any way, shape, or form.
Why do you apologize to Chinese American there? To people
because
in China?
Someone said that about Ireland, I would be pretty pissed.
Yeah, the Chinese government are a bunch of, we're back to the thug word, but they're a bunch of cheats, liars. They steal everything. They're no good. So you have no apology necessary. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that this is a story that it has been developing for a long time.
Yeah.
The UN, the Human Rights Council, they've been talking about this for a long time. The volunteer branch, the UNHCR, the High Commission of Refugees, they've been talking about it. It's just no one else has been talking about it. So, you know, on a governmental level. If this works, then sure, I'm happy that we're going to be doing something about it. I really wish, if we're going to go after China for something, I really wish we'd go after them for that stupid dog meat festival. More, you know, but...
well, something else to be angry at them. Yeah. We got a lot of reasons to be angry at China. No question about it. All right, we're going back to Hurricane Florence with an interesting twist in a moment. Right now, though, I'd like you to consider how well you slept last night. And if you didn't sleep well, how about my suggestions? I hope they're getting due consideration for you to consider buying all of your sleepwear, your pillows, your sheets, your pillowcases, mattress toppers, all of that stuff from MyPillow at MyPillow.com. And be sure to order using the DJV code so you get up to 55% off on things like the premium plus pillows that are new, the mattress topper. You can get a big deal, a really good deal on that. And all of them come with Mike Lindell's famous guarantee. You're going to get 10 years out of it. That's guaranteed. But if you don't like whatever the product is, you send it back in 60 days. You get to use it for 2 months. Who does that? You don't do that at Macy's with the pillows you buy there or the mattresses you buy there. Once you get the mattress in your house, it's yours. Like it or lump it, literally. MyPillow doesn't do things that way. Made in America, all this stuff. So if you want to get the best deal, here's a good example. One MyPillow, regular price. Second one, free. Yep. Order now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. So twist it all around by great comfort and great pillows and great support for your night's sleep. And it's half the price. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 after the hour now in the DJV program. Yes, we've all been talking about Hurricane Florence. Here's a twist on that focus. Mandy Hale is here. She's a registered nurse and vice president of nursing, leads the nursing strategy at DaVita Kidney Care. So the focus here, Mandy, is on how to prepare in a circumstance like this if you are on dialysis. And there are a lot of people, I'm sure, that even people who are on dialysis that may be listening or have friends, neighbors, relatives that are on dialysis haven't thought about some of the things we're going to offer here as a way to be prepared in case of any emergency. So let's take the specifics of Hurricane Florence first, and then maybe we have time to look at how we can apply those same items for other circumstances that are uncomfortable for those on dialysis. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me to talk about this important topic.
So let's talk about what actually goes on with the kidney disease and how people can be prepared or on dialysis in the specific circumstance of a hurricane.
Absolutely. Well, for patients who are on dialysis, generally these patients will have dialysis, which is a life-saving treatment, 3 days a week for about 4 hours at a time in a dialysis facility. So in the event of an emergency where facilities may experience temporary closure or access to facilities through roadways and things may be blocked, it's very important for patients to be prepared.
So what would be the preparation for doctors, nurses, the dialysis centers themselves? What do they do?
Sure. Well, there's a number of things that can be done and are being done in dialysis facilities now and in advance of this impending storm. So first of all, it's really important for patients and their caregivers and loved ones to be prepared with some specific information. Patients should have the number for their dialysis facility available and also their physician. And I would add that not only should the patients be prepared with the number of their specific dialysis facilities, but they should have the phone numbers for neighboring dialysis facilities and emergency hotlines in the event that they can't access the specific center that they're used to going to. So that's one key piece of information that they should have together.
All right. So the medicine that people have, because not only most of the people that are on dialysis have special medicines. If there's a big storm, all these places are going to be closed. So where do they get their medicine? What do they do about that?
Yeah, that's a great question and a really important topic. Patients should have at least 3 days' worth of all of their medications on hand, and this should be stored in a way that it can be easily transported for evacuation. But in addition to having the actual medications, patients should have at least one copy, preferably even more than that, of their entire medication list. So in the event of needing to interact with healthcare emergency personnel, being prepared with those full medication lists are going to help patients with access to care.
So the general, I'm looking at the sort of situation in general now because there are hundreds of thousands of patients that could be impacted by any kind of disaster. Have you ever seen anything like this personally, by the way? Have you ever encountered as a treating person, any disaster like this?
I have. Actually, recently, following Hurricane Harvey, I was able to travel to Texas and help provide care for our patients that had been impacted by that storm. And all this advanced preparedness is absolutely the key. It helped us to be successful in caring for our patients in that specific storm.
All right, so you need the phone numbers for doctors and the dialysis centers that may be within the area. You need 3 days' worth of medicines, and you need a week's worth of supplies, the syringes, all that sort of thing. That's the bottom line. Mandy Hale, who is Vice President of Nursing at DaVita, giving us that update and the information.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Recognizes this theme. That's okay. Tucker's favorite movie, The Poseidon Adventure. And some innocuous actress who was on it is having a birthday today, I'll bet, Tucker, right?
Actually, this is the theme to the remake in 2006.
No wonder.
Russell. Yeah, Emmy Rossum, who was in that movie, played the daughter of Kurt Russell, turns 32 years old today. She's on the Showtime series Shameless. And a character, Fiona, is leaving this show this upcoming season 9. I actually think she's a very talented actress. She's going to go on probably to do a lot more theatrical movies. So, 32 years old, so Emmy Rossum. Can I also expand on one thing?
Yes, you may, Trevor, please.
Here's an interesting footnote. That movie, which came out in 2006, Poseidon, lost Warner Brothers like $100 million. It performed very badly at the box office. The director of that film, Wolfgang Petersen, a really good director, who did the movie In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood, Air Force One with Harrison Ford, and The Perfect Storm with George Clooney, never directed another movie after Poseidon lost the studio that much money.
Really?
Which I find very interesting. It shows you something in the business where if they get, you know, you get a big opportunity to direct a studio film that costs over $150 million to produce and it loses a studio a boatload of money, you're... he didn't work after that, which despite the fact, I think, being a pretty talented guy, he did some very big misfires in that movie. He edited it way too short. It only had a 90-minute running time. When his original running time in the test screening was 2.5 hours, so that was a mistake, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Speaking of it is what it is, Bruno Mars is not going to play Prince in a new movie about his life. In fact, there isn't a movie about his life planned. Wouldn't you think, given the focus on Freddie Mercury and people's interest in Prince, certainly was as popular or more popular even than Freddie Mercury, shouldn't there be a movie about whether it's Bruno Mars playing Prince or not? Shouldn't there be a movie about Prince?
Should there? I don't know if there should be, but I think it probably would of high interest and be certainly an interesting story. I think really a lot of the major aspect when they do one of these biopics is how honest they are in their interpretation of their real life. Obviously, Prince had a lot of issues, personal demons. Are they going to, you know, disclose? If you don't disclose that stuff and you just do a glossy movie, I don't see the point of doing it. I think if you're going to do it, you got to go all in. The good and the bad and the indifferent, and that's what makes a really good biopic, I think.
All right, why is it important, and I ask this not to be a jerk, I just want to know, I saw something about an actor calling out Marvel for not casting gay actors as superheroes. Is there a big call for gay superheroes?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I think it was Kit Harington who's on Game of Thrones. Yeah. Actually, there's a rumor that Warner Brothers is looking at him as a new Batman. I don't know how true that is or not.
I don't know
the answer to that question.
All right, I'm going to give you my take on Peppermint, the movie with Jennifer Garner, which I saw last night right after this.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, so Chucker, I went to see Peppermint last night. I will tell you something. Jennifer Garner is badass in that movie.
Really?
My God. It even is rougher than Alias in the way the portrait, you know, getting rid of the people who got rid of. I don't want to give too much of it away. What surprised me much anything else is Tuesday night, the movie theater was full. It was full, and I found
was
that
it five,
very,
was a $5 Tuesday?
No, it was a regular evening performance. Yeah,
okay.
But it's man, if you remember her from action, I find it interesting because her last movie was a Christian movie about families and kids and stuff.
She's been doing a lot of soccer mom stuff.
Good
to see her do something different. Actually,
no soccer mom stuff there. Peppermint, good movie. If you
healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.